Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here. Call the Alliance office at 762-5025.
Good morning. What do you do when you have way too much on your mind? For weeks now, I have been trying to keep a house organized that has four adult children living with us for the summer, help keep our landscaping business on the right track, plan events and promotions for the next 6 months here at the radio stations, help with planning our youngest daughter's wedding, which is less than 4 months away, and solve all problems related to any of the aforementioned activities. I do not think that my brain can hold one more piece of information. But fortunately, I am not in control of how much my brain can hold. God does not give us more than we can handle. Some days, though, I wish that He didn't think I could handle quite this much. So, I multitask, and I try to work in some kind of exercise along the way. And I remind myself often to just complete the next thing on the list. Because really, that's all one can do, isn't it?
Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here. Call the Alliance office at 762-5025.
Good morning. I've been thinking about what it means to the recipient when you keep your word. First of all, it cements their belief that they can trust you. When you follow through and do the thing that you promised, people know that you mean what you say. And secondly, that person feels that he matters to you. You actually took the time to make good on your commitment. This is rare these days. Husbands and wives break their vows to honor and cherish. Parents break their promises to spend more time with their children. Friends get their feelings hurt and sever lifelong relationships. We live in such a mobile society that people tend to excuse these shortcomings, thinking that we really can't expect any better. But I disagree. I think that a promise should not be made unless one follows through and keeps it. I think that people should be held accountable for the things that they say. And I think that we can all do better. So evaluate what you say this week and make sure that you mean it.
Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here. Call the Alliance office at 762-5025.
Good morning. Isn't fall just the most wonderful time of year? The weather is still nice enough to be outdoors. Life seems more even-keeled because of being back in a routine. And we're treated to nature's grand display of color. We do need to remember, though, that fall is a season of preparation. You will want to make sure that your children who have been growing the last 6 months have winter coats and gloves that fit them. Your house and yard will need to be readied for the stormy blasts that characterize the winter months. And those Hawaiian shirts will need to be switched out with the sweaters. When you take the time in the fall to prepare, the winter season can be just as enjoyable as the other three. So, balance your time between reading that book while sitting in your hammock and raking up the leaves that are about to fall. In 2 months, you will be so glad that you did.
Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here. Call the Alliance office at 762-5025.
Hello. I was thinking about roller coasters the other day and how like life they are. Most people start out on a nice easy track for their first few years. Then the first big plunge starts a series of ups and downs. Throw in a few loops and screams and an abrupt finish, and the thrill ride of your lifetime is over. The first big plunge usually isn't fatal, but it can hurt you if you haven't kept your eyes open and braced yourself. And you need help handling the loops. Those are the events that leave you hanging upside down, not even knowing how to get your feet on the ground again. Having people around you who have been through that loop before will help tremendously. The ride can end with you grinning from ear to ear from having survived it, or vomiting on your shoes. Life can be a thrill. It's all in your perspective. Or you can focus on everything negative that happens and spend your days sick to your stomach. So jump into the coaster, buckle up the straps, and hang on. Who knows whether you'll be hanging upside down or screaming with delight when this day is done. One thing's for sure. It's better to be on the ride than waiting in line.
Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by Just Shoot Me Photographics and Alliance. Capture the moment before the moment passes you by.
Good morning. I've been thinking about teamwork recently. It is such an awesome concept. You know, two together accomplishing so much more than they can do individually. There is assistance and encouragement, advice and accountability. When one is down, the other can keep the team moving. And when the whole team is reaching for the same goal, just think how much quicker they will get there. I work with an amazing team here at our radio stations. They are thoughtful, intuitive, creative, and hardworking. There is no limit to what we can accomplish when we are all working together. But maybe you aren't on a team, or at least not one that works well together. Seek one out. You don't have to live life as a lone ranger. When you stay to yourself too much, you start getting selfish and irritable. So if you aren't working well with the people at your job, find a different one. If you aren't working at all, then get involved with a volunteer organization or a community group. Life needs to be lived together.